Hey, Rob.
A bye week for your team. I know that you were looking forward to that. How did you make use of it?
Yeah, I think we probably both got a little bit of rest and recovery, and also got a little bit better and got some good work in on the practice field in the meeting room, and then also, got a chance to get away and step away mentally and emotionally for the guys on Saturday.
First question this morning from Kevin Cesolini. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you. Hey, Ryan. You know this better than anybody. Anything can happen on a college football Saturday. You know, there were a lot of surprises this past weekend to just kind of prove that point. But you know, how important is it for you to kind of remind your team of that and that anything can happen, and y'all's got to be completely ready for anybody and everybody?
Yeah, I don't know if it was the full moon or what, but it was certainly a good weekend to have a bye. There were a lot of crazy things that happened in college football, and I think that's kind of the CAA that I grew up with and knew growing up. I mean, it was, I say growing up in the profession, and it was every week something different and crazy was happening, and it was kind of all over the country this week, which is pretty awesome. I think that's what makes this conference great. It's what makes FCS football fun to watch, and that's what makes college football fun to coach, the fact that regardless of who you're going against, week in and week out, you're gonna need to prepare the correct way. You're gonna need to have life on the sideline and energy, and then you're gonna have to go out there and perform on Saturday. And I think that's pretty cool.
Thanks, Ryan.
Ryan, next question from Kevin Marshall. Go ahead, Kevin.
Morning, Coach. You got two home games coming up now. It's important to take care of that business at home because you go on the road for two right after that. Talk about the importance of that home crowd and how they can help your team win.
Yeah, we've always had a pretty good home field advantage here, and I think this week we already announced the sellout, so that's pretty awesome. We're excited about the next couple of weeks at home. We're excited about every time we get a chance to play a game in the tub. Our fans are tremendous. They bring life to what we do at home, and we talk a lot about great teams, championship teams. They don't lose at home, and I think that's something that we have to continue to work on, getting a fast start, making sure we can use the crowd to our advantage. And then obviously the comfort of, the consistency of things you do when you're at home, not having to travel. It should give you an advantage. And so far it has with us. And so hope I think it's a great question, because we need to make sure that we go attack these next 2 weeks and continue our trend of getting better and progressing each week.
Ryan, your next question from Rich. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Coach. Can you talk about the importance of self-scouting and how, when you do have a bye week, it allows you to do a little more of that than you would normally do?
Yeah, like I said, I forget who asked the question last week. We do self-scout during normal weeks as well, but we do dive a little bit deeper on bye weeks. We get a chance, and especially when they're later in the year. Four games in is a smaller sample size, and so I think the self-scout only goes so far 4 weeks in, especially when one of them was Penn State, which you can kind of take out as far as what your plan was going in, and then how the outcome of the game was. And so we do, I'd say 3 or 4 weeks from now, I think we'll go even deeper, probably, Rich, and get a pretty good gauge of what we're doing tendency wise, what we can break. But I do think, coming out of a bye week, it is always nice to have that look in at what you've been doing, and then what you could maybe do to keep yourself a little bit more balanced, whether it be formationally, run pass, blitz, base, man zone, all those things, offense and defense, and kind of get a look at, who you are and who you want to be.
Thanks. And I think last week we might have touched briefly on the ability to use this week somewhat to do some recruiting, although you said it's not to the extent that you normally would do on a bye. Did you have a much chance, you or the staff, to do much of that this
We
past
did.
week?
We did. Yeah, it was a very productive week for practice, for rest, and for recruiting.
Good. Thank you, Coach.
You got it.
Ryan, follow up from Kevin. Go ahead, Kevin.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, Coach, what are some of the things Duquesne does well? Who are some of the players they have who are pretty good? And what will you guys have to be ready for and wary of Saturday afternoon at Delaware Stadium?
Yeah, very good football team. You know, solid kind of through offense, defense, and special teams. Very well coached. They have really good skill players on offense. You know, fast people, which is, you know, always a scary threat. And on defense, similarly, I think their strength is probably, you know, A, their back end. I think their corners are, and safeties run around and play really fast. And then B, I would say their ability to change up some looks. I do think they're different on defense. You know, ironically, I think sometimes when they're in base defense, they're probably maybe a little even more scarier, more scary, I should say, but they do a ton of stuff. And so, you know, it's just a matter of preparation and knowing your assignment and dialing into exactly how we've worked it. And luckily we had a chance to kind of get a head on them in a bye week situation. So that should hopefully help us, you know, kind of settle down the scheme part of it and let us go out there and just play fast, play hard and you know, make some plays.
Appreciate that. Thanks, Coach.
You got it.
Ryan O'Connor's got four games now as your starting quarterback under his belt. And last week maybe had his best game when he could throw in the weather conditions, 336 yards, three touchdowns against New Hampshire. How have you seen him grow here in the first 4 weeks? And
well, I think most importantly, you know, he's only turned the ball over twice, and they were both in the first game of the season. And I think that's something that we need to continue to grow, continue to progress doing. If he holds on to the football, you know, we are talented enough as a team to win a lot of football games. It's a lot of pressure to put on the quarterback, and that's what we always do. That's a lot of pressure for that position. And he knows that that's his number one charge. And he's been doing such a great job of it, you know, from game to game at getting better and not making the same mistake twice and making sure that, you know, we can continue to add to the playbook as opposed to having to shrink it as we get going. And I think that's something that you've seen over 4 weeks, at least I've seen over 4 weeks, that he's had a chance to grow each week. And I'm proud of him for that because he works so hard. He's such a great kid. And he's got a really high upside in talent. And so hopefully we can continue to progress as we've been. And I think the sky's the limit for Ryan if that happens.
Marcus Yarns has been one of the top rushers in the CAA and in the country. But in the New Hampshire game, he also had 5 catches, 74 yards, and a touchdown. Is that something that you would like to be able to get him a little more involved in the passing game?
We'll get him involved as much as he needs to be involved in it, Rob. He's really good at both, and you know, we can use him however we need to use him. Same as a lot of our running backs, and same as a lot of our receivers when we use him in the run game. And so, you know, I think the ability to have that many talented players in your skill positions really kind of allows you to spread the ball around a little bit, and I think that's what keeps everybody fresh, keeps everybody. Have the ability to have wide open rush lanes. I mean, there's been multiple rushes that Marcus hasn't been touched. He's also really good when he has too. And so that's what makes him special. But, you know, I think our offensive line's done a great job. I think our, you know, the fact that we have people on the edge that are making plays and explosive plays and Ryan doing a great job in the RPO game as well at making the right decisions at when to hand the ball off and when not to. Can also help. And then, yeah, for sure, we're going to use him out of the backfield. We're going to line him. We can line him up out wide. He's very versatile. We can make sure that he's in the right position to get a mismatch kind of regardless of where he is.
Well, I'll let you go. We'll just switch over to the defensive side of the ball. There were a lot of guys you had to replace from that nationally ranked defense a year ago, 4 games in last week, you know, give up 18 early and then didn't allow any defensive points the rest of the day against a pretty high powered New Hampshire offense. How have you seen these guys gel as the season has gone along?
Yeah, I think, you know, even preseason we were talking about it, and I think I did mention at least my rhetoric was that I think we replaced the talent, and I still do. You know, whether or not we were going to gel as a team and have that experience that we didn't replace really, and you know, if we were going to be able to get better from week to week as young players and our rookies that are out there. And I think we have, and I think that's part of the process. The communication's been getting better. The tackling's been getting better. And we were always making plays from the, you know, as far as big plays, turnovers, those kinds of things. I think, you know, we have enough over there of veterans and leaders. You know, three of our four captains are defensive players. I think there's enough people over there that can communicate well and really take ownership in what we're doing to bring along the young guys. And that way, you know, hopefully week five, we're better than week four, and we keep growing and growing because of that, because we're, you know, on our way to getting more and more experience. And sometimes, just like we were talking about with Ryan, as long as we're not making the same mistake twice, we're only going to continue to get better as long as our talent's there. And so right now we've been pretty successful on both sides of the ball. Hopefully we can continue that as we get into the deep, you know, CAA stretch here.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much for your time here this morning. Good luck Saturday against Duquesne, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you.